views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I am so delighted to be here today. It's a winter day in Seattle, cloudy and rainy, and you know, just time to hunker down and start working on your lists of what you're going to do for 2015. Just hard to believe it's 2015. I hope that is registering with everybody in their minds, and you know, we're starting the year. It's always great to start the year with thinking about new projects and what you really want to put into work this year. So anyhow, my focus always in January and February is our conference, our annual conference, the 2015 Women of Wisdom Conference, which is February 12th to the 16th. And our theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, and we're doing a lot of social activism work and having some fabulous speakers. And so you can check everything out on our website at womenofwisdom.org. And today I'm talking to a couple of our local Seattle presenters, Karen Fletcher and Becky Moore. And first we're going to begin with Karen. Karen Joy Fletcher is an anthropologist, writer, and Qigong instructor. She loves sharing her passions of Qigong, dance, and wilderness training with people around the world. She is a personal student of Zi Qigong Grandmaster Zhu Mingtang, has trained with him at the Shaolin Monastery in China, and traveled with him worldwide. She also is a student of Master Chinese Medicine Dr. Zhao. I'm not going to be able to say his last name right. Karen, help me.
Fushui.
Okay, I was headed that direction. Mm-hmm. Sir, and she interprets for him when he is working with patients when he's traveling here in the United States. She offers Qigong and earth-based movement programs and leads Qigong and wilderness treks in Western China, and recently returned from several months of adventure and study in China. And you can check out her website at qidancing.com. That's qidancing.com. She's giving a workshop on Saturday, February 14th, Qigong and the Goddess, Learning Directly from Nature. So welcome, Karen.
Thank you, Chris.
So let's first talk about what influenced you as a child into that has brought you on this path of Chinese medicine, and you speak Chinese and all the work in nature and Qigong that you do. So what were the influential factors when you were growing up?
Well, great question, Chris. Growing up, you know, I didn't know anything about Chinese medicine, Qigong, let alone have any thought of studying Chinese. I did grow up in a family where we loved being outdoors. I grew up my first 8 years in Massachusetts in the countryside, and we had 3 acres of land, and I have a twin sister, and we were out every day with lots of imagination playing in the swamps and in the woods. And when we moved to California at age 9, you know, we had been going to Unitarian Universalist Church in the Massachusetts, and when we got to California, we didn't connect with the churches out here, and so nature became our church. Every Sunday, we'd also go for hikes and exploring the state and parks in California, and also a lot of the national parks. So I grew up with a lot of time in nature, and as far as Qigong and how that entered my life, that came later on. When I was in college, I had a serious illness and had to take a medical leave of absence. And it was during that time that a family friend suggested Chinese medicine. I hadn't heard of it before. And I started seeing a Chinese medicine doctor in the Bay Area. And I got my health back. I got my life back. And as you mentioned, my middle name is Joy. And I got my joy back through this medicine. And it was through that transformational experience that I started learning about Qigong. Because my doctor said, you know, this is a practice where Chinese medicine originates from, and you can do a lot to maintain your own health, prevent illness. It's a great self-healing practice as well as a whole self-development system. And so that began my quest to find a Chinese Qigong master or grandmaster. And it was 10 years later that I met my grandmaster, and during that time I had also studied with several other teachers in addition to learning Chinese, because I was like, well, if this is so powerful and I've gotten so much out of this, getting my life and joy back and living from a place of both of those things, of joy, I desired to know the language, where it comes from, the culture, understand the history. And so it opened up a whole new doorway. And I lead trips to China, combining Qigong and wilderness treks. And I have a couple teachers there, as you mentioned, Master Shuming Tang and Dr. Zhao. And then my time in the wilderness and outside has been very key for integrating these teachings of the East and the West. In the West, I say my teacher is Master Oji, or for old growth, our forests and rivers and mountains. Mother Earth is my greatest teacher. And then Qigong, I bring it into the mountains to integrate all that I learn and bring it back into the city to share.
Yeah, and I know you do a lot of hiking and backpacking out in the wilderness, if you can call it wilderness here in the Northwest. And so you love to be outside like that. And you also bring that into this, you know, tell us about how you bring that into the city and creating that bringing that love of outdoors and Qigong here in, you know, in Seattle.
Great. Yeah, so sometimes people are like, well, why do you live in the city if you like being outside so much? And one of my dear friends and mentors is Mick Dodge, also known as Barefoot Sensei. I've done a lot of training with him, and he early on told me about the figure eight as the path of our life. It's a continuous figure eight of, you know, I choose to live in the city, and then I go out into the wilderness, leave back, and bring whatever I learn and receive back into the city to share. And I choose the city because of the close community of people. There's so many friends and venues to share and to learn from one another. And so in the city, I offer, when I'm in Seattle, I offer two weekly classes. One is an indoor class, which goes more in depth in my home lineage of Qigong, Zuai Qigong or Zhongyuan Qigong, going into levels 1 and 2. And then one of my other classes is Qigong with Trees, Earth Gym class, and that's an outdoor class that meets year-round at the city park. Right now it's at Green Lake Park. And this is a really fun class that for people that are in the city that want to get a desire to have this taste of Qigong and also desire to be outside more and maybe desire to get out into the wilderness, but first want to start in their own terrain, a city terrain. And this combines Qigong practice along with training with stones and ropes and staffs and trees. And in explaining Qigong, Qi, we often translate it as vital life energy, and Gong meaning to cultivate. In other languages, like in Japanese, qi is also translated as joy. So for me, a big part of my qigong practice is cultivating joy. And this Qigong with Trees Earth Gym class is a big joy generator. It incorporates a lot of play outside in our local terrain, getting into good physical shape, and doing Qigong practices. So people come prepared to generate a lot of good joy tea.
So can you give us an example of, I know you use staffs and some of the, just to also let people know that Karen leads our dances once a month or every so often we do a dance at Woman of Wisdom for Women, and Karen leads these, and we start off with Qigong, which you always start off with just shaking. Tell us about shaking and well, we have that 30 seconds, then we can come back from the break and talk more about it. But that whole shaking, you know, is good for you, good for your body, you say.
Right. So, yes, shaking. Qigong, like my grandmaster says, is a simple life science. So the exercises are simple, the meditations are simple, and one of my all-time favorite practices in Qigong is shaking Qigong. And those who study with me or practice or come to the dances, like you said, will experience it. Anyone that spends time with me will experience shaking because I do it every day.
Yeah, that's so true. Shaking. Well, we're going to talk more about that when we come back. This is Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Karen Fletcher.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Well, hello. Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Karen Fletcher. We've been talking about her Qigong practice and her Qigong shaking. Now, Karen, I know some people go to the dance, they have a resistance to this shaking. And why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's because shaking does shake things up. And it's inviting in a vibration into our body. We're inviting breath into our body, movement into our body, into areas that may like to stay asleep, that we may not have visited with our breath or our consciousness in a while. We have lots of secret spots in our body. Things can get hid in our body. And when we do Qigong, we start cleansing out and leave room for more good chi. And when we're outside, that's when nature rushes in and helps us to build our health. And at first, it can feel more uncomfortable because there are things, energies, thoughts even, we require to clean out of our body. So it can feel uncomfortable. Sometimes that manifests as physical discomfort or some aches and pains. But you can tailor it, listening to your body, going gentle. Some people go very vigorous. I tend to be a pretty vigorous shaker. The main thing, this movement, life is movement. And so getting that movement and breath into our body and making it fun. So if it's, I think the shaking, we'll do it as a group. Sometimes people are self-conscious. Well, when you're home, you can do it at home or I love to do it outside. Again, I always take my practice outside, and that's a big theme for me. Qigong originates from studying nature and studying the patterns and harmony and flow of life in nature. And so those who feel some discomfort in doing shaking practice as a group, although in our dances, it's a very safe space. So
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, give an example. So an instruction like you stand your feet, maybe hip width apart, your feet, and you just kind of, you just bounce up and down. And I mean, not jumping up and down, but your knees bouncing, and you shake your arms around, and you just shake. Anything else to it?
Remember to breathe. So it's a way to start relaxing. Sometimes people start shaking. So yeah, so you stand with your hips, your feet about hip width apart. You want to drop your tailbone, so you relax in your pelvis area, with your knees slightly bent. And then you can invite in some shaking by bending your knees up and down. You want to bring that shaking into your shoulders consciously, because shoulders tend to be a place we hold a lot of stress. Your neck, letting your neck be more loose, your spine, your hip bones. This, you can start to do a body scan and really bring in your breath and vibration into all the various parts of your body. You also want to shake out your wrists, because this opens the channels, the six different channels, the yin and yang channels that go through our arms and out through our fingertips. And there's another exercise for opening channels in the legs, but the shaking in general starts to open everything up. And without having to direct it with our analytical minds, things that we don't need, energies, thoughts, information that we don't need, starts to slough off our body.
Well, I think I'm going to shake this week. I've got tons of work to do. You know, as I was sharing, I've got 3 weeks before I go to Cambodia, and so I just have to really focus. So I think I'm going to start my day shaking and just get rid of the, you know, that excess energy that I don't need, so I can focus. How's that sound?
Oh, that's great. That's
I'm actually
great.
Shaking my hands right now. But I know another thing you do is like tap, you know, take one hand and tap your body, like up and down your arm and over your shoulders and your back and your hips and down your legs and back up again. I think that's an exercise that you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is called womping. And womping, I just like the name of it. Generally puts a smile on my face. If people that don't know what you're doing, it might look a little odd. But so again, you can do it in, I like to do it outside. You could do it in your yard or in a park off from the path. But womping, you use a loose fist or a cupped palm, I start on my left shoulder, go down the top of my arm, the inner part of my arm, over my chest, over to the other arm, then you go down the front side, around to your lower back, down the backs and sides of your legs, up the middle in front of your legs, is the general pattern to, we're tracing the flow of energy through our meridians. So again, it helps open up the channels and at the same time activating many of our acupuncture points. There's over 360 acupuncture points, and that's one way you can activate them without requiring to memorize all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's kind of like waking up your body. It's what you feel like when you're doing it. It's a good way to start after shaking and doing your womping.
Right.
Well, and I love it that you say, you know, you keep saying, like, go outside and do it. And I think there's something about your feet on the ground instead of on, you know, cement or unnatural platforms, that your feet are, you know, which is very grounding when you're getting your feet on the earth, and you're capturing some of the energy from our earth when you're doing that.
Yes. So, my practice is being outside. I practice outside every day, and my goal is actually to be outside at least 2 hours each day. And bringing Qigong practice outside is a part of this joy factor that just naturally happens in practicing Qigong. As I mentioned, Qigong originates from studying nature. My home lineage is ZY Qigong, rooted in Buddhism, Taoism, and Shamanism. And Taoists, we all have heard of the Taoist sages that live in the mountains. Many of our great teachers come down from the mountains to share the wisdom they've received from the mountains. There's a reason why they come from the mountains. They come from outside. Outside is where everything is alive and living and pulsing with life. And when we put ourselves in that, in nature, in that field, even if it's just stepping outside into your backyard, you know, whether it's your backyard, a city park, or in the wilderness, you tap into our greatest teacher and most vital resource is Mother Nature. And shamanism, too, is a big part of Qigong, which is directly learning directly from nature, learning directly from animals, from the trees. And one of our main practices in ZY Qigong is Big Tree, which where we use the power of image, our imagination. Image holds so much more information than you could ever put into words. Image is how life form communicates with each other. And so through image, we imagine ourselves as a big tree growing roots through our feet and branches up through our body into the sky and becoming a big tree. And these practices, we are shape-shifting, is the term in shamanism, but it's a way of becoming and experiencing and learning the teachings of these other life forms. And when we practice outside, we have a much more thorough and innate connection with the life that's all around us. And one of my reasons and passions for going out into the wilderness is that I get to then practice with these huge old growth trees. They're 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 years old, and be in these forests. And as I relax and practice, nature rushes in. It's an immense informational field of wisdom, of love, of so much that our analytical minds don't understand. But Qigong offers, we naturally absorb this information, this qi, this nutrient N from nature. And Qigong gives us the tools to just make that, augment that process even more and to use this energy to develop our health and our energy and our soul, our spirit. And so when we practice out in nature and then come back into the city, you know, I can still return to these trees, to all of these amazing wilderness places that I've been to when I'm practicing in the city. I can return to those in meditation and continue to learn, and that's where I can share from as well.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering of a personal insight of your life, of how your life has changed in this Qigong practice.
Great question. Something I can talk on for a whole day. My life has changed in that I mentioned early on that I got my joy back, and my joy continues to grow strong and flow through. It's not something I can contain. It's qi. It flows through. And so my Qigong practice is my foundation for my health, for my well-being. For me, it's a grounding into the very web connection of life, the intelligence of life, and that includes vitality and happiness and beauty of life.
Yeah, so and for our audience, I know Karen well. She's been on our Woman Wisdom Council, and she is a person of joy and joyful to be around. Well, do you have some suggestions for people entering, 2015 for some fun New Year's resolutions?
Yes, but I have a whole list. I'll just go through a few. one is you can look on my website and join my classes. The Qigong with Trees Earth Gym class is a great class to pump up the joy factor and get outside and learn Qigong. There's lots of fun ideas for getting outside. My friend and teacher, Mick Dodge, talks about, we've heard change your body, change your mind. Well, change your habitat to change your habits. So changing our habitats, going outside, stepping outside, we can, I like to take walks, and it's wonderful to take walks in the evening. It's very more mystical. It's quiet. Doing the practice of aimless wandering. If you have a dog or another furry companion and are able to take them off leash, they are masters at this. You could have a practice of one day, just follow your dog where your dog goes and learn from your dog.
And animals are great to learn from, too. Well, I just want everybody to check out Karen's workshop at the February 14th, Qigong and the Goddess, learning directly from nature. So you'll be practicing a lot of things that she's talking about. So check that out on the Woman of Wisdom website, womanofwisdom.org, and just look for the 2015 schedule. And you'll see all the postings, and you'll see her on Saturday morning. And again, as she said, check out her website, chidancing.com. Well, thanks, Karen, for being with us today.
Thank you, Chris.
And we'll see you in February.
Excellent. We'll see you in February.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is Chris Danis on Voices of Women. We'll come back, and we'll be talking to Becky Moore.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Made in Mother Crone by Sinner St. Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open-space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at brendathine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and now I'm going to be talking with Becky Moore, who's also a presenter at Woman of Wisdom this year. Becky has a passion for body health and spiritual world. She draws on her thorough knowledge of the physical body, her intuitive insight, her grounded and practical understanding of the physical and the energetic world, and has 20 years of bodywork experience. She's trained in many modalities, including energy medicine, cranial sacral therapy, Reiki, visceral manipulation, yoga, and life coaching. And you can read more about Becky on her website is beckymoore.com. So welcome, Becky.
Thank you so much.
Well, and you are giving a workshop at the conference on February 16th. It's called Issues in the Tissues, Insights from the Body and the Chakras. And so I just want to let people know about that. But we love that title and the work of that you're doing. But first, I'd love for you to share how you got started working with people and healing.
Well, it's sort of a funny story. So when I was in my 20s, kind of trying to figure out what to do with myself, I have an art degree, and I realized pretty quickly that that I wasn't going to make a whole lot of money as an art major, at least not where I was at the time. And so I started talking to people, and I met somebody who was a massage therapist. And I kind of said, well, gosh, what do you do as a massage therapist? And when she started explaining it, the light bulb went off in my head, and I just said, that is perfect for me. So that was almost 21 years ago, 22 years ago, and it's been a fabulous journey ever since.
Well, and you with this and the things I mentioned that you do, I know in your body work and your massage work too, that you work very intuitively, and I'd imagine, you know, in giving a massage, listening to the body and interpreting
yes.
what it's saying. And so this has moved you into this energy medicine and learning about the organs and the issues in the body. So let's talk. I'd love for you to share about that, you know, the emotional and symbolic meanings that when
yeah.
you are working with a person
well,
that you see
well, the,
in our
the
organs
body,
and our bodies.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. The body is just fascinating to me, and there's so many levels of experiences that can happen in the body. I mean, you know, it's we're not only just the physical, we're the emotional and the spiritual, and so how all of that interplays with the body is just kind of turns into this field of energy medicine. So energy medicine is sort of a more of a generic term for working with the human energy system as it relates to the human body. So every thought that we have, every interaction that we have with other people and stuff affects us physically. I mean, you know how, like, when you walk into a room and you can tell, like, if something doesn't feel right. Like, so we're feeling that within our body. So that because of the way that our energy system filters information, it then gets translated onto the physical body and then can create issues in the tissues. I know, I like the title of that also. I can't take credit mm-hmm. for that. My friend came up with that title.
mm-hmm. Well, there are issues in our tissues, you know, and you mentioned about, you know, our thoughts and our thought patterns, and we don't realize how much that goes into our physicality too, and impacts us. We have a presenter coming to do a 2-day workshop on that too. She talks about, you know, the words we use
yes.
impacting us
yes.
and our thoughts and everything.
Exactly.
And so when you work with people, do you help release that when you're working with the tissues?
Yeah.
Are you able to read what the issue may be and help release that then?
Yeah, so what I do specifically is I can see like where energy is stagnant. And so then when I go to that area where there's sort of like a holding or a block, and, you know, so the years that I've been doing body work, I mean, like for on a general sense, it could just be thought of as somebody's got bad posture. But then why do they have bad posture? You can sort of look at their shoulder area and sort of see the tension, right? Like, we're all familiar with that. But then when I get in and start to put my hands on somebody, then I can get information about what the story might be. And it's not a lot of times it's sort of like an archetypal story, or there's just an emotion to it. And so then when I start to define and point out what that information is to the person that's on my table, then there's a conversation between me and them about what's happening. And a lot of times just acknowledging and having an emotional release, and it doesn't have to be tears. It doesn't have to be a huge, major cathartic thing. It could be something very gentle, but yet it just helps to kind of move the energy out of the area that is being blocked or stagnant.
Well, do you find that there's kind of that archetypal, that, you know, that the emotional and symbolic meanings of the organs, that there's certain things in each organ that are kind of universal amongst people?
Yes. So there is definitely, so shoulders, since I was just talking about that, represent holding a burden. So, you know, which kind of makes sense. Like if we're feeling like we're stressed and we have too much on our plate, then our shoulders are holding all that stuff that's on the plate. And then like if we have headaches, then that means that you're blocking your intuition. And now I find though that, like, so when you say some of these very generic definitions of what is happening in the body, it's at first somebody might sit there and go, you know, if I sit there and say, okay, well, your liver, because your liver holds anger and frustration. And so if I'm working on somebody's liver and I say, okay, so, you know, I'm feeling that there's a block here in your liver. And, you know, are you feeling angry about something? And, you know, usually people are like, no, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the moment, maybe they're not. But then as you kind of delve into the conversation a little bit, because a lot of times it might not be, I'm really, really mad, but it could just be, yeah, but you know what? I am kind of frustrated with some stuff, the way that things are, you know, and then it just sort of, like, having the conversation just will help to move it. And then, of course, doing the Reiki, like the energy work and the cranial sacral, and kind of listen. And so, like, and visceral manipulation. Now, this, I feel like I should explain what visceral manipulation is, because that's actually very subtle and similar to the cranial sacral, in that you're listening to the every organ has its own rhythm. And so it helps to kind of move, allow the organ to kind of find its own pace again, like as if it's not, as if it's slowed down. You want to kind of increase the vibration of the area.
So how so do the and increase the vibrations? Say a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So putting attention onto an area will help to, and bringing the energy into the area will automatically just help to bring the vibration of, or the rhythm, its natural rhythm of the organ.
Are there natural rhythms for each, organ?
Yes, there is. Yeah. So that's what visceral manipulation is. So it focuses on each organ's rhythm separate from, like, the whole system. The body has so many layers to it. It's really fun.
You love that. Yeah. And then also you work with chakras. Like, one of the things that in the workshop you're going to do. So let's talk about the chakra system.
Yeah. So the chakras, there's seven main chakras in the body. And you know, a chakra is a vortex of energy, and they run along the center line of the body from the crown of the head to the base of the spine. And so they all have different emotional meanings to it, and symbolic meanings, and they relate to different areas of the body. So depending on where they're located, so like the third chakra, which is right at your solar plexus, that one works. Well, here, let me go back a little bit. So the chakras are kind of like a filtering system. And so if we think of them as the water spigot, we want the water to be flowing in a way that, you know, the water is coming out, as opposed to we want the same amount of water to be coming in and out of the water spigot, so that there's no inhibitions and there's a consistency to it. So again, it's also sort of thinking about like the energy system, like there's blocks, just like with the organs, there can be blocks. And so if the chakras are flowing and spinning and balanced, then you, the human physical body will then experience flow and balance and health. So it's all like there's just this, there's a relationship between the energetic body and the physical body. We are not just physical beings. And we're used to being physical beings, and that's how we're always kind of thinking of ourselves. But there's more, you know, there's just more to it than just the physical. And so as we are interacting, as our chakras are kind of in front and in back of us, and they're meeting somebody, then you can sit there, then it's filtering information as it comes into our bodies. Is that, am I being clear so far about all this?
Yes, yeah. And so okay. That chakra, yeah, can filter. So okay. if you have been, if your chakras are flowing and working correctly, then it's going to, yeah, you're going to be receiving that information. Well, we need to go to a break right now. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Becky Moore about our chakras.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Becky Moore. We've been talking about our chakras. And first, before that, Becky, can you give your website and if there's any information about what people can get from your website, if you want to share?
Yeah, my website is BeckyMoore.com, and it's BeckyMoore. Pretty simple. And there's information about the type of energy intuitive work that I do. I teach classes and like at the Women of Wisdom, and I also teach yoga, and yeah, there's all that information is on there. So it would be fabulous if you visited. My office is in Seattle, the North Seattle area.
Well, so we were talking about chakras and getting our chakras flowing and spinning. It's a, sound like you were saying it's an energetic filtering system so that the energy coming into our physicality is healthier and balanced. So
exactly.
Let's talk about, maybe you have an example of, we can talk about one particular chakra and learn more about that.
So, right now I am, my favorite is the third chakra, because, the third chakra, which I said earlier, is in the solar plexus. And the third chakra is all about self-love and self-esteem and personal power. And I feel at this point that that's something that there's a general trend towards the necessity of self-love. I mean, we've had like a lot, you know, there's been a lot of conversations over the years about needing self-love, but I feel like there's that we're actually kind of vibrationally getting to a place where we actually are getting it, like actually physically feeling self-love. I think, you know, so it's going from a mental understanding to an actual physical understanding. And so, if your third chakra is healthy, then you have a capacity to feel self-love. And so like, for example, like if you have children or if you have a beloved pet and you think about how much you love those pets or you love your children, and then you sit there and go, okay, do I love myself that much? Do I can actually feel that? And can I say that to myself? And that's the kind of self-love where you're actually kind of feeling that all over warm, cozy feeling inside your body about yourself. And in general, that's not usually how people look at themselves. You know, we're kind of critical and we're, judgmental about how we do things. And so there's some things that you can do. Before I get into the exercises to help your third chakra, there's some issues that can come up in your third chakra that that would indicate that maybe you're not as healthy in your third chakra. Should I just kind of keep going with this, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds great.
So the organs that are related to the third chakra are the liver, the gallbladder, the pancreas, the spleen, the stomach, and the small intestine. So if you think about where all those organs are located, they're all in that general midline area just around your lower rib cage. And each of those organs has different symbolic meaning to them. Like I said earlier, the liver represents anger. And so, like, if you are having any kind of disease or discomfort in those areas, if you get stomach issues a lot, which, you know, like could be stress related, but it also is an indication of a lack of self-love since it's all governed by the third chakra. And so, you know, always go to your doctor first, always check out to make sure everything's okay. This is by no means any substitute to any sort of regular medical treatment. This is to help, like if you're, you know, to kind of move through some issues that maybe that will become a little bit more tricky or slippery. Like, you know, you sit and go, there's nothing wrong with my stomach. Why is this going on? So one thing that will just help, even if you don't have issues, is affirmations. And I used to think that affirmations were just silly because I never like actually felt any benefit from them, but I'm starting to really see the beauty of it, because it truly is like our thoughts really translate hugely into what we feel. If we're continually complaining, then we're going to continually focus on complaining and issues. But if we sit there and go, you know what, God, I love you. You're just the most amazing person in the world to yourself. And all of a sudden that shifts like just this, your whole cells and the good hormones that are released in your body that sit there and go, oh yeah, what a nice, wonderful feeling. Like that just feels so much more relaxing and it feels so much more comforting and it doesn't make me feel stressed out. And so like an affirmation that I would recommend for people to do would to be every day to sit there and say, every day, in every way, I acknowledge my self-worth. And the thing that I found with affirmations for myself, at least, is when I first started saying certain ones, there were certain ones that were really kind of glitchy for me, you know, like I'd, like they were an issue for me. Like I was just like, I didn't believe it, right? Like I felt like I was just like, oh, come on, that's not true, right? Like I don't have, like, you know, if you weren't feeling good about yourself or whatever. So I just kept saying it. And even if I didn't believe it, I would just sort of read through my list of affirmations. And then sure enough, like I would keep repeating them. And then day after day, and it didn't take that long, I would sit there and start to believe it. So, and then I found myself like in situations in the past where I started to kind of beat myself up internally in my head. If I was in a situation where I was just like, oh, I'm not good enough, then I'd be, then all of a sudden there was a shift in that conversation and I'd say, wait a minute, I am good enough. Because I acknowledge my self-worth every day in every way. I acknowledge my self-worth. Another affirmation that is really good is that if you look in the mirror and say this, which is another level, you can just sit there and say, I am learning to love this woman in the mirror. And even, and that even gives you the permission to not be fully 100% there. And so I think that one's also a really wonderful one. So I'm learning to love the woman in the mirror. And so these affirmations, there's tons and tons of affirmations that you can look up, or, you know, you can Google them, or there's books out there and stuff. But, you know, just kind of like if you pick like 10 of your favorite and just focus on 10, or if you have, or maybe even like 100, I mean, like, why not just sort of go for it? Like, and it could be of all areas of your life that if you feel like you want some improvement, or if you want to just change your thought process, and that will change the chemistry of your body. Our bodies are very intelligent, and they listen to everything that we say. And so if why not tell it like something good as opposed to something bad? I mean, it's just like with your children, because you can also do this with your children if you have children. But you can even...
Yeah, that's a great thing to do, to get them, you know, to understand that they are acknowledging their self-worth and they're learning to love that person in the mirror.
Right.
Well, our time is up. I appreciate spending the time with us, Becky, and learning about this and giving these affirmations. I think even just focusing on these two that you gave can really bring, you know, positive results in people's lives, especially if you're not feeling that self-love that is so important for us to know. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
You're so welcome. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Yeah, and we look forward to having you. She will be at the conference on February 16th. It's Monday. It's a holiday. Doing this work, Issues in the Tissues, Insight from the Body and the Chakras. So be sure to check out my guests today on Karen Fletcher and Becky Moore. Check them out on the website, womanofwisdom.org. Just look for the 2015 conference link and then look for the schedule and read all the offerings we have. You know, everything is individually priced. So you can just go to one event. You can spend an evening or a day, or you can spend the whole weekend, which changes people's lives. And that, you know, we hear a lot about that. We've been around 23 years, and I don't know any conference in the world that's been around 23 years. So there's a reason for that. And I'm the founder of this conference, and it was just spirit-led for me to do this. It came in as a vision, and I just, you know, I had that clear insight that, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And it started off with just one conference. And it became more than that as every year we just have grown and grown. So go to womanofwisdom.org. We also have the Woman of Wisdom book that I compiled that has lots of stories of people who have been keynote speakers, art and poetry. That book's available, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. So and please, we'd love for you to check out my website, www.chrysalisleadership.com. So I hope everybody has a great weekend, and we will be back next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.